Writing on the Life of Christ. Ever since crossing the Pacific nearly 2 years earlier, Ellen White had been watching for an opportunity to write on Christ's life. Now in the winter months in New Zealand, when travel would be somewhat curtailed, she determined to push the work forward as her strength and her program would allow. Letters she should have answered remained unanswered, in some cases, for months, as she tried to make room for work on her book. A diary entry for May 19 reads, "Before breakfast, wrote 7 pages on the life of Christ." The next Tuesday she wrote in her diary, "It is cloudy and raining this morning. I have been writing upon the life of Christ since 4 o'clock. She added a prayer, "Oh, that the Holy Spirit may rest and abide upon me, that my pen may trace the words which will communicate to others the light which the Lord has been pleased in His great mercy and love to give me." In mid-June, W.C. White, writing for the Bible Echo, reported on his mother's activities. Mrs. E.G. White was enduring the damp and windy weather of Wellington very well, and having found at the Tract Society Depository a quiet and comfortable place to reside, is engaged in writing on some of the unfinished chapters of her forthcoming Life of Christ. At the close of the camp meeting in Napier, she felt a great desire to attend another general meeting in New Zealand. The appointment of the next annual conference early in the season may enable her, if she can endure the dampness of the climate, to remain and attend this meeting, before the next annual conference and first camp meeting in Australia, July 1, 1893. From time to time through the winter, June, July, and August, she mentions, in her letters and her diary, writing on the life of Christ. Thursday, June 15, 1893. I do not flatter myself that very much progress can be made on the life of Christ. I am writing on it as fast as I possibly can. The days are short and are gone before we really know it. Monday, June 19. I am trying to write on the life of Christ, but I am obliged to change my position quite often to relieve the spine and the right hip. Sister Tuxford and I had our season of worship alone, only two to claim the promise. Thursday, June 29. This morning there was some frost. I have a fire in my room today. Have not had a fire before for several days. Am writing on Life of Christ. We have secured a wheelchair, that I can be wheeled in the open air when I cannot ride in carriage. Friday, July 7. I wrote some today. Pain is making me very nervous, but I keep this to myself. Letters are constantly coming for an answer, and should I write to the many that I desire, I should not find any time to write on the life of Christ.